Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to the Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Wilco Radio, Bazaria County, Texas, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is fromthetrenchesworldreport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's Friday. It's freaking Friday. Another freaking unbelievable week of just, hey, we're going to fucking commit complete treachery on you. You ain't going to do a goddamn thing about it. We've taken over. Fucking bullshit. And we got the weekend coming up, and that's when they really like to do stupid shit. At any rate, it's also 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 712-770-5597. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029, and then the pound sign. Again, that's 712-770-5597, and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it is currently 49 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 58 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. It's still chilly. It was clear up into the 20s this morning, but there's that icy north wind. Just it's eased off because we're getting some smoke from California now. I just love that shit. At any rate, let's see what we're going to jump into here. Democrats move to create protected class climate refugees. Fucking unbelievable. We'll be right into it.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the Word from the Trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, Democrats moved to create a new protected class, climate refugees. This is from immigration reform sent in by Galen for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. A protected class. What the fuck is a protected class? That sounds like socialism, doesn't it? I mean, under that 14th Amendment, man, nobody has no goddamn rights. There's just privileges and immunities. Guaranteed to fucking foreigners in your fucking country, and you get the fuck out of the goddamn way. Get out on the goddamn street. Get over there by that fucking ditch and take your bullet and get the fuck out of our way. I don't know how much more of this shit I can sit and watch my fucking countrymen take and still call myself a fucking American. Despite a record number of illegal alien apprehensions, and there's that apprehensions word. What does apprehension mean? That means you grab a hold of them, then you turn them right loose into the United States. They're fucking pouring in here still. And bigger, larger than we went over the fucking the jobs thing yesterday. And I guarantee you every job that's been had in this country is a $15 an hour job to a Guatemalan to fucking coax them up here to fucking repopulate this country with fucking peasants. Democrats have unveiled a plan to admit a minimum of 50,000 environmental migrants, people. Environmental, I missed a little part up here, at the southern border in fiscal year 2019. I'm telling you, 50,000 environmentalists, I mean environmental fucking refugees, huh? This is a fucking, I'm telling you, this is spreading the legs of the horror, the fucking mother freedom, you know, the fucking, the bastion of freedom, spreading her legs and letting every dirty fucking scumbag in the world have a piece of ass. And we just sit and fucking watch it. Environmental migrants eat every year, beginning in 2020. In short, the proposal being pushed by Representative Linda Valliquette. I mean, the goddamn, you're going to have to learn to speak another fucking language to read the fucking articles pretty goddamn soon. Because everybody's a fucking, I mean, they'll change the fucking language for the fucking, the reports and shit. Linda Valliquette. I wonder why the fuck that fucking foreign whore wants to fucking let more fucking foreign whores into my country. You do not have the authority. This is a seizure of my fucking country from our people by an illegitimate fucking fraudulent, unlawful fucking corporate fucking mafia. The corporate aristocracy. They want fucking people that'll avert their eyes and step off the fucking sidewalk into the mud when they fucking walk by. But that's not what you're gonna get out of this fucking American. It's the ugly stepchild of the Dream Act and the New Green. You see, they keep throwing this fucking shit up here. All this shit they're gonna fucking do. I mean, you people, you fucking retards that fucking are gonna go and vote your corporate straw man again. You better look at that whole goddamn agenda, hadn't ya? Instead of listening to one fucking carnival barker tell you he's gonna do something, and you're just fucking so stupid, you don't even look at it and say, in the first place, it's impossible. To remove these son of a bitches, the American nationals are going to have to stand up on their fucking feet, pick up their fucking guns, and blast the motherfuckers out of here, along with the fuckers that brought them here. Plain and simple. Enforce the fucking law. Americans will continue to stand tall as a safe haven for immigrants, said Velasquez. Of the Climate Displaced Persons Act of 2019, which would create a new protected status for so-called climate. You don't get no fucking protected status. You don't get no status higher than the fucking people who own the joint. What you get is fucking lead. So-called climate displaced persons that would be separate from existing U.S. refugee. And fuck this refugee shit. Every fucking one of you had better get to packing to get the fuck out of here. The people of this country have been pushed down and fucking pushed around. All we're gonna fucking be. Grow some fucking balls out there. She also claims the bill is a reaffirmation of the nation's long-standing role as home to those fleeing conflict and disasters. No, it's not. It's our fucking home, and you're not fucking invited. Got it? This is an American national speaking here. We own this fucking place. This fucking corporation fucking letting you in here and telling you it's yours, they're fucking gonna go. They are fucking criminals, and they are gonna be prosecuted and fucking hung as the criminals they are. But also updates our role to, quote, to reflect changes to our world brought on by a changing climate. Fuck the world. And fuck this United Nations bullshit. You out there in the fucking world, you're not fucking coming in here and telling us how we're going to live. You're not taking our fucking property. You're through. You Americans, you had better fucking stand up and fucking act like you got a fucking pair. Or just hand this fucking joint over to them. The very thought that they would come up and even say this shit. This is fucking blatant, fucking in your face, fucking treason. It's telling the American nationals, you have no authority in this country. We'll do as we goddamn well please. And by the way, we're going to come and take your guns away from your sissy fucking asses while we're at it. Velasquez measure comes almost a month after Senator Ed Markey, Democrat, Massachusetts, introduced a similar ill-conceived bill to kill two special interest birds, mass amnesty advocates and radical environmentalists, with one stone. What is most notable about this proposal is that it sets the minimum number of mentees at this 50,000. Fuck you, not one more. You get out. We want every fucking buddy out of here that came as an act of fucking fraud. Either we're going to do this, people, or you might as well just fucking give it up. You better start fucking doing something pro-fucking active. That's all there is to it. You better start enforcing the fucking law, using your jurisdiction that is fucking rightfully yours. You will be acting righteously. You have the authority. You just don't got the balls. 50,000, which is a significant number alone in historical terms, between fiscal year 2008 to 2017, the average number of refugees admitted to the United States was 67,100. And that, no, none. You're not asking us the fucking people. These son of a bitches are claiming they have fucking completely taken over, and you don't have a goddamn say in nothing. Just like the fucking King George when he came in here and fucking, yeah, I'm coming here, I'm going to fucking put you on your fucking knees. That's what these son of a bitches are telling you. They're going to put you on your fucking knees. A goddamn fucking third world motherfucker is going to put you on your knees. If the U.S. took in the minimum number of so-called climate refugees, it would almost double our annual intake. I mean, just like it's, I'm going to stop it at 50,000. No, motherfucker. You're going to turn them around the other way. We want fucking 50,000 a day going the other fucking way. We are the American nationals. We own this fucking country. You are an unlawful fucking corporation. You are a fucking occupation force. And it's about by God time that the people started treating you as such. But the lawmakers predicted a significantly higher number since they cite data from international organizations. What are these international, like this goddamn small arms treaty and this Agenda 21, all this shit. What the fuck are you legislating something outside of my country for me, you motherfuckers? Are you already claiming you're a world fucking government and you have some kind of authority over me? That's what they are doing. Can't you see that? They cannot legislate out in fucking cyber world or wherever UN fucking, the UN country is. Because there isn't any such animal. This is the fucking world elite trying to fucking subjugate our people. And we'll either fight or we will be fucking subjugated. You make no fucking mistake about it. If that's what you're going to do, throw your fucking gun away or fucking stick it in your fucking mouth and blow your own brains out. Save them a bullet. 67,000, if the U.S. took in the minimum number of so-called climate refugees, it would almost double. I don't even want to hear this fucking, this is such fucking horse shit. And you know it's fucking horse shit. This is designed for the fucking, that 18-20 fucking percent. They're still trying to get a fucking election going here. And I mean, they fucking have diverted your fucking attention with this fucking soap opera. Oh, the impeach thing. You see, it's real important. This fucking phone call, that fucking Herr Trump, the fucking imposter, the fucking con man, the WWF wrestling motherfucker, has fucking laid on the fucking people. It's a minimum number of, and then fucking, you know, they fucking divert your attention with a fucking goddamn impeachment. We're talking, he'll going to get impeached in the House, and then we already know the outcome. They're even telling you the outcome, but they're going to cover every fucking second of it while they're doing shit like this behind the scenes, or trying to do shit like this behind the scenes. I am through. Fucking, I don't want to see one more motherfucker cross into my goddamn country. I didn't want to see one more fucking 20 years ago. They are not our fucking people. They have fucking, they're trying to rip our culture apart, rip who we are apart, take our fucking authority from us and fucking enslave us. And that's whether they're going to get to do it is up to you and me. Because we have, I mean, like I said, I mean, I keep coming back to that fucking bully. You know, in the Australian little piece there, the video with this great big fucking kid, man, and this little fucking punk just fucking used him as a punching bag. He wasn't even really, I don't think he was hurting him because he fucking was such a wimp himself. And finally the big kid just breaks loose and picks him up over his head, body slams his ass and breaks his legs. And that's the wrong thing to fucking do. That was the whole idea. The whole, you shouldn't never divert. See, that's why they want you to, no violence. Nobody talk about violence. We have to all be peaceably fucked in the ass and take it and fucking smile about it and thank them for the fucking. Well, I'm not one to do that. And I know that the fucking, that there's 75% of this fucking population ain't into it either. But we have, I mean, when they're fucking talking this shit, who are these motherfuckers? I mean, like this Cortez and all these fucking bitches, you know, coming up there fucking acting like they fucking got some kind of say in my goddamn country. Well, you fucking do not. This fucking unlawful corporation is just that. It's unlawful. You're unlawful. The fucking law of this fucking country is plain and fucking clear, and it is written out, and it has been ratified. But it is always, when they wrote it, they told you that you would have to fucking enforce it. They knew that they called it the chains on the government. The government's going to keep the chains on themselves, or are they going to try and unchain themselves and become the fucking monarchs they wanted to be in the fucking beginning of this country? And they just fucking, this is just ridiculous. But the lawmakers predict a significantly higher number since this site data from the International Organization of Migration, the IOM, that suggests by 2050 there could be as many as 200 million individuals who might be included in the new fucking 200 million people. And then included in the new protected class. I think we better start fucking doing something about this, don't you? How far are you going to let it get? We're going to lose 2 million already. You want to lose 3, 4? Because those are going to be your fucking children you're going to watch die. They're going to be your grandchildren you're going to watch die. And they're going to die because you fucking sat on your ass and did nothing. Because you refuse to stand up and enforce the legitimate fucking law that you have every goddamn right to enforce. You were scared. Afraid of dying. Whatever can get away from their fucking toil, whatever them that don't end up fucking just fucking working in the fields or whatever, they're going to come to your fucking grave and they are going to piss on it, and they should piss on it. They should shit on it. Because you're a fucking ballless. You did nothing. Individuals say, oh, you voted for Trump. I actually had my right to vote for Trump, and it fucking just didn't work. So I had to give him a gun. You fucking idiots. Individuals who might be included in their new protected class, huh? A protected class. There is no fucking protected class under the fucking common law. Under the fucking Bill of Rights, the ratified law of we, the people of this fucking United States of these Americas, God damn it. There cannot be. Otherwise, that's called an exception. And the Bill of Rights is an absolute. And if you have an exception, one tiny exception, then it isn't an absolute. And they can do any fucking thing to you they want. That zero tolerance on seatbelts, that's what you should be exercising on them with your Bill of Fucking Rights, period. You violate it, you're going to be fucking punished. There are numerous flaws with the proposal. And go, fuck you. I mean, then they go into talking, this is your new propagandas. And then they go into talking about it. At the end of this article, they're going to tell you, well, it'll never pass. No, but fucking none of this shit should have ever fucking been. And how it got here was it was first suggested through bullshit fucking articles like this, through bullshit fucking propaganda like this. How are they going to react? It should be just boom, 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 boom. That's the fucking reaction. No, you are fucking not. You're in violation of the fucking law. Our fucking law. Our authority, you motherfuckers. There are numerous flaws in the proposal, including the fact that more than 1.2 million Americans were forced from their homes as a result of natural disasters in 2017 alone. Before we open our border doors, they're making a fucking, like we're going to talk, I'm through fucking talking. We should have been through talking about this fucking 10 fucking years ago. But they could get a conversation. Before we open our doors, shouldn't we open our doors? We don't got no fucking doors. We don't got no fucking border. They're pouring across it right now as I'm talking to you. I guarantee motherfucking to you. before we open our borders, shouldn't lawmakers concentrate on resettling citizens? You know, the fucking slave population that you already got here, the ones you think you have fucking subjugated from FEMA trailers into homes. This goddamn people, this is the richest country on planet Earth. If they weren't taking the fucking wealth from you, see, they would take the wealth and they redistribute it fucking as international communists for the international communist cause. They should, this fucking is an illegitimate fucking occupation. It needs to be shot the fuck out of here. They need to be tried and hung in the fucking town square and left there to goddamn rot until they drop on the street and the dogs claw the bones off. That's what needs to happen. If you want to keep this fucking country, you better get ready to goddamn fight. Sufficient to handle those who are unable to return to their homelands due to natural disasters. I do not give a fuck. I'm an American national of the American race. And I am a racist motherfucker because I hate everybody else who ain't. My people come in all pigments of skin. This is about nationalism. They try to make it about, if you don't want this national from a foreign country coming in and taking what belongs to you, you're a racist, you see. And people are stupid enough to fucking listen to that shit. Not very goddamn many, but the people who aren't listening to it aren't doing anything about it. My goddamn, I'll tell you, our grandfathers, fuck, I mean, I think about it all the time. They would have fucked this goddamn country be on fire right now. It would be on fucking fire, people. There are apparently 417,000 foreign nationals already in the United States under TPS, which is itself reason not to create a new program since it is slowly morphing into a quasi-amnesty for many. You see what they're trying about? We've already accepted this, man. No, it's not accepted. None of this shit is accepted. And those goddamn fucking invaders are not our fucking buddies. They're not our fellow workers against the man. They are fucking invaders, period. They have fucking come to take what is ours and they're going to have to fucking fight us for it. Third, neither U.S. law nor international law even recognizes so-called climate refugees. Whoa! But next year they will. They don't recognize it. Bullshit. They've been trying to cram this shit down our throats since fucking how long? And this climate change horse shit. Yeah, the climate's changing all over the fucking place. I see the fucking planes flying over, but pumping out the fucking aluminum and
barium.
Barium. I see them pumping it out. I see them directing fucking hurricanes. There's climate fucking change. And it is man-made. It's made by these fucking international corporate fucking monsters. That's who it's made by. I'll tell you what I think about climate change. I think everybody on this goddamn planet will be long past dead from sucking down the fucking byproducts of the fucking petroleum byproducts in the fucking carcinogens. You'll be long fucking dead. This earth will never know you existed. And you fuckers who think you're going to climb down into a hole to get away from it, that's what we want you to do. Because then we're going to fucking encase it in fucking cement. And you're going to be in there. You'll be in there forever. You think you got enough food to last forever? Well, except for when we come each year, the ones of us that are fucking left and come and piss down the hole you breathe through. There are, TPS, which itself reason not to create a new program. We already got this. We're already taking 10 zillion. No, we don't want them. Get them the fuck out of here. You never asked our permission. You fucking mind, you motherfuckers. Because you're going to end up in a common law court and you are going to fucking hang. You are in so violation of the fucking law, it's prima fucking facie. You don't have a defense. What would your fucking defense be, traitor? And all you fucking traitors there ain't that goddamn many of you. You fucking red-hatted retards and the rest of the fucking communists. You ain't shit. But you're bringing shit, a big pile of it, so that you can try to be big shit. Well, I'll tell you what, you will find out the fucking temper of the fucking people of this fucking country. You will find out, you've been pushing the intelligent people down, down, down as you elevated the fucking retards to the top. This ain't gonna go the way you think it is. Reason to create a new program since it is slowly morphing into a quasi-amnesty for many. A quasi-amnesty. You know what quasi means? Wannabe. A wannabe amnesty. None of it is fucking legit. None of it is real. That we opened up today and just started fucking blowing their asses out of here, we would be perfectly within the law of our land. We would be fucking carrying out our actual duty to the law of our fucking land and to one another. And they fucking know it. They know exactly what they're doing. Third, neither U.S. law nor international law even recognize so-called climate refugees. I don't really give a shit about international fucking law. It has nothing to do with me. You try to enact international fucking law on me, you'll eat my fucking lead. We'll fucking go at it until we're both dead. I don't really give a fuck. You motherfuckers, some son of a bitch in some other fucking place is not going to fucking... Oh, I'm going to come in and subjugate. Maybe you'll start trading us to the fucking Chinese as fucking laborers because you think you own us. God damn, this fucking shit's all far behind. Migrants or CDPs, the United States never concedes that the term climate refugee does not exist in the international law. The United States even concedes that the term does. I don't really give a shit. We are so sick of listening to this international fucking horseshit. We're sick of your goddamn impeachment production bullshit. That isn't going to do nothing for any person in this fucking country except allow you to continue to entrench. That's what they're doing, people. They are continuing to entrench, and they intend to take us out. You better fucking wake up, and you better start doing something if you can. We'll be right back.
Down the road here from me, there's an old holler tree where you lay down a dollar or two. Go on around the bend, come back again, there's a jug full of that good old Mountain Dew.
Oh, they call it that good old Mountain Dew, and them that refuse it are few. I'll hush up my mug if you'll fill up my jug with that good old Mountain Dew.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
bastards back to hell. We'll teach them the ways of a war, and they won't come here anymore. I use your shield and use your head. Fight till everyone is dead. Raise the flag up to the sky. How many of them can we make die?
To a marching drum, we'll win the war and pay the toll. We'll fight as one in heart and soul. Midnight mare and blood red roan. Fight to keep this land your own. Sound the horn and call the cry. How many of them can we make die?
Axes flash, brunts will sling. Shining armors piercing ring. Houses run with a father's shield. Fight those bastards till they yield.
Midnight mare.
To the word from the trenches on Patriot Podcast from the trenches 85.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The word from the trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to fromthetrenchesworldreport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and by God needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:37 Pacific time, and that was Heather Alexander with March of Cambrith. How many can we make die? How many have we better fucking get to make and die? If we do not enforce that fucking law, it does not fucking exist. And the law's inside you. Do you have it? GOP Senator Jim Risch offers citizenship to Kurdish Syrian populations, the whole fucking populations. Get them back away from them fucking oil fields. Get them out of there. That's fucking part of the Ottoman Empire. That's part of the new fucking Zionist Empire. The center of fucking power for the fucking world. Get ready to get on your fucking knees. This is from Breitbart. It was sent in by Misty for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. Senator Jim Risch, Republican. Oh, a Republican. Oh, I thought it was only those fucking Democrats. Or the Democrats and the Republicans. Which side are you going to fucking join to kill yourself? He's pushing a new bill that would transport many Muslims from chaotic Syria and Kurdistan into America's schools and workplaces. The bill creates a refugee program. Another fucking refugee program, people. Don't you see what they are fucking doing? Or do you see it and you're just too goddamn scared to react? I think about the fucking, you know, the uprising of our people back in 1775. They went around to it. I mean, they knew each other better. They were a people, and they knew they were a people. They try to pretend like we don't have even fucking exist. A fucking the majority population doesn't fucking exist. There's a handful of fucking of these fucking international treasonous pieces of shit in complete and total violation of our authority and our law. They're just fucking doing as they goddamn well please and telling us to shove our authority up our ass. The bill creates a refugee program for Syrians and Kurds who claim to have helped U.S. funded on... Didn't they do this fucking in Iraq? Isn't that how the terror cells got here? And wait, let's go on with this. Help the U.S. Funded armed groups such as Syrian Democratic Forces. You know, ISIS. Rich is the chairman of the Foreign Relations Committee, so his legislation may pass as soon as this week. And who are they talking about, people? They're talking about those 10,000 fucking ISIS fighters that were supposed to be let out of there. You know, they're just supposed to walk out of there and nobody supposed to do anything about them. And the fucking Kurds herded them up and put them in prison camps. That's who they're talking to. But they're talking straight up sending fucking ISIS into this fucking country. But of course, ISIS was there, were their mercenaries. So, see, we owe them, people, because they went over for the fucking the international corporate mafiosa. At all, and they fucking took the oil resources of Syria for their Jewish fucking masters. So we owe them. We owe them for fucking killing little children in our name. We owe them for killing women. We owe them for fucking dropping phosphorus bombs on fucking children and women. We fucking owe them. We owe them our houses, our jobs. Not our jobs. Fuck our jobs. Our resources. But this bill would provide a carve out in refugee law for Middle Eastern fighters, said a source. Also, this is what they're doing while they're playing this fucking soap opera to you. You know, the fucking impeachment soap opera. This is what they're doing. The uncapped refugee inflow would include many unvetted and unidentified people because U.S. officials cannot prevent or even detect fraud in the war-torn areas occupied by hostile or corrupt warlords, said the source. This is for those 10,000 fucking goddamn ISIS ones over there. The ones that we just, you know, they were our enemy. But we were supplying them, people, with arms and ammunition to try to overthrow the Assad regime. That's who these fucking, when they talk about democratic forces, that's who they're fucking talking about. You know, is or ISIS, or fucking Al-Qaeda, fucking Daesh, whatever fucking handle they want to put on them for today when they bring them into our goddamn country. And then you'll have some fucking terrorism here. Because they're paid fucking mercenaries just like the Blackwater fucking standing army they have right now. Only they fucking, they'll put you in a cage and light you on fire. They'll chop your fucking head off. You will. I guarantee you, you fucking don't start standing up. You will see the day when you're afraid to walk out your own fucking door. I promise you it. Once people are admitted as refugees, they are put on a fast track to citizenship. Oh, you're going to be an American subject, are you? Under this fucking dictatorship, this fucking foreign fucking dictatorship, the corporate elite, the corporate aristocracy, the American corporation, the United States corporation, what do you want to call it? The program would support Syria's chaotically diverse cultures. Would support, you see, we'll start changing. You don't fucking do it. Just throw that fucking, rod that fucking, ratified law up and toss it over there in the fucking heat. We're gonna start, catering. We're gonna make special fucking, privileges and immunities to these fucking foreigners coming in. Well, they raped your daughter. Well, they got an immunity for that. I'm sorry. They took, I come in and burned your fucking house down. They chopped up your kids. Oh, they're special. We have to assimilate into their fucking butcherous cultures, don't you see? And conflicts back into the United States, the official said, adding, it's the invade the world, invite the world attitude. And that's exactly what we're talking. And this is what they're doing while they're playing this fucking production on television about the impeachment that don't mean fucking dog shit to no fucking American national in this goddamn country. It's just so they can put something up there so they can, while they're doing this shit, they'll tell you, well, while we were busy following every fucking so-called lawmaker, which is nothing more than a fraud in itself, because they're not. They have zero authority. They have fucking subverted your fucking Constitution, and they're attempting to subvert your fucking Bill of Rights. The Constitution was for the government. The fucking Bill of Rights belongs to we, the American nationals. And by God, they wantingly tossed the Constitution and replaced it with the fucking corporate charter. They're not taking our fucking rights. If you'll fight, the legislation reflects the politicians' starry-eyed support for foreign groups, regardless of the cost inflicted on Americans, the official said. Well, yeah, I think so. They care more about Syrians than they care about Americans, the source said. We had no reason to be over there in the Middle East, people. Don't you understand that? That's why they had to come up with that chemical gas thing where the fucking Jews went over there with their fucking, what the hell, goddamn, so fucking pissed. The Jews went over there and released fucking chemical gas. You see, we had no fucking contracts even over there. We had nothing to do with fucking Syria. Just like we had nothing, just like Iraq. What did fucking Iraq do to get attacked by the United States? Oh, they had yellow cake uranium. No, they didn't. And you fucking people that went over there and committed the genocide on them, you got the fucking Bushes sitting here protected by the corporate fucking mercenaries that you and I pay for. For the fucking genocide committed on another people to take their resources. Because there was absolutely no fucking reason. In fact, it was a violation of the fucking morality of the law to invade Iraq. They done nothing to us. Nothing. Just like Iran has done nothing to us. But you goddamn, you see your Jewish Zionist masters, this is what they fucking want, and you're fucking going, and you're going to do what they tell you. And in the end, they intend to destroy your fucking country because they cannot fucking stand us. They cannot stand the fact that somebody like me could get up here on the fucking broadcast and call them dirty kite cocksuckers exactly what they fucking are. They're fucking animals. They are beneath a fucking animal. Refugee programs are backed by business groups. No fucking shit. And who is that? Business group. Corporations. Corporate mafia. They're backed by the corporate mafia. Got it? This is how they destroy your country. This is how they get you over to that pit so they can give you your 40 caliber lobotomy, which you will have earned. Including donors in the state's dairy industry. Because the refugees provide businesses with extra workers. We just talked about all the fucking layoffs and shit of American workers yesterday. Those jobs will be fucking filled by fucking foreigners. Got it? Trump's a liar. That's a bald-faced fucking liar. He lied right to your face from the beginning, and there's still fucking assholes out there. Well, of course, they're the Masonic Lodge across this country. And, you know, like 20,000, that ain't shit to fucking 300 million. You understand that? He had 20,000 fucking Masons there. Cheering him on, knowing what that fucker did, because they think they got him a fucking ticket to the fucking big game. Well, you don't. Because the ones above fucking Trump, the ones that you don't even hear their fucking names, they got plans for your ass, too. And the fucking tickets back home are fucking few and far in between. Like it says on the Georgia Guidestones. There's only, you got 7 billion people? They're going to allow 500 million to live? You think you're one of them, really? Because you got that fucking stupid dunce hat on? You lowly nothing motherfucker. They hate this fucking country. They've hated, you know why they hate this country? Because of people like me. Because of people like you. Because we have the fucking audacity to say you ain't nothing fucking special, you fucking cock-sucking, slimy, pedophilic pieces of shit. That's what you are. And mano a mano, we rip you to fucking pieces and you know it. They hate our guts. They hate our fucking ratified fucking law. That fucking law is there and it cannot be changed. It can only be taken from us through fucking war. It's if somebody stands up and actually fights for it. Consumers and renters. Yeah. Businesses, extra workers, consumers and renters. while our people live in fucking, are working what should be a blue collar job, are living in their fucking cars. You don't think, a representative government? Really? No, a fucking diabolical international corporation. Hell bent on fucking taking what belongs to each and every American national away from us for themselves and exploiting it through fucking slavery. However, nearly all refugees vote for Democrats. Oh, that's it, man. Throw that fucking, see, here's your fucking propagandas. No, fucking, it wasn't a, what was it? Wait, oh, they all vote for this. Who did this? Oh, Senator Jim Risch, Republican, Idaho. It's the Democrats. It's the Republican. No, it's the fucking treasonous fucking international corporate fucking mafia at all. From the meter maid to the fucking president. They are all fucking traitors to we, the people. We, the American nationals who own this country, who are the authority in this country, who laid down the fucking law and are now not enforcing it. With extra workers, consumers, and renters. However, nearly all refugees vote for Democrats. See? That's why this fucking Republican's the one that's doing this, right? So he can get more Democrats in here to vote for Democrats. Is that right? You think we're so fucking stupid that we can't see from, we can't connect even two fucking dots at the same time? You haven't met the fucking Americans. I talked about those guys back in 1775. They looked around at each other and said, let's get the fucking guns. Go down and fucking, we're going to meet these motherfuckers and let them know that then we're not going to be your fucking subjects. You're not taking what's ours. They had balls. Who offered to support them with welfare and also to raise their social status by promoting diversity. Raise them above you. Come in, take your fucking property without due process of the fucking law in violation of your law and fucking and then put them above you. Are you gonna fucking, if you allow that, you, man, pissing on your grave ain't enough. You're the fucking, you're worms. Risch's bill is titled S-2641 and is named Promoting American National Security and Preventing the Resurgence of ISIS Act of 2019. It was introduced October 17th, and they're talking about within a couple of fucking weeks, people. It might already be done. Because we're in November 1st here now. I think that's been a couple of weeks ago, ain't it? And they'll do it, and then they'll tell you that they've done it. And you're gonna pay to fly them over here. You're gonna pay to bring them here to fucking kill your fucking children. That's how fucking goddamn, that's why I said worm. That's how fucking loathsome we've become. The bill cuts a hole through current refugee law to allow many Kurds and Syrians to be flown out of the war zone into the United States, providing they claim a connection to groups who were supported or funded by U.S. government during the last few years. Now, who was supported by the U.S. government in the last few years? Fucking ISIS. We had the articles on the fucking air. They exempted themselves from the fucking, their own policies because if it was found out that they were arming ISIS. Give them arms and ammunition because that was the mercenary army they sent over there to pretend like it was a goddamn civil war so they could overthrow Assad and take the fucking oil. It was pretty goddamn simple. And right now, 30% of Syria is held by this fucking empire and then with the oil fields up north, they've got all the fucking oil in fucking Syria held by a fucking foreign entities in that sovereign country. And if, hey man, if anybody tries, if them goddamn Russians or them goddamn Syrians who own the fucking oil start coming trying to get that oil, then you're going to see some more fucking arms blowed off you, the children. I mean, you people that have raised your children, you're so fucking proud you're wearing that fucking red dunce hat. You're going to send your fucking children out. They're going to come back and you've seen it. God damn, it's all over this country. You see them everywhere. I felt pity for them because they were fucking, they're 18 years old. They had no fucking education. They didn't even know who they were or what they were supposed to be or what this country is or what this country is supposed to be. They had no idea of the law of the land of this fucking country and that they were fucking no more than fucking corporate mercenaries. And look at them. They're blowing their fucking brains out every day because they're figuring it out and knowing what they were a part of. So you get to send in your fucking kids over there because I'm telling you right now, fucking Syria and fucking Russia are not going to just stand there while the fucking oil in Syria is taken by the fucking United States and Exxon Mobil and the Chinese fucking investors that own it. You are betrayed. God damn you if you can't see it. The Secretary of State in the consulation where the Secretary of Homeland Security shall designate as priority two refugees of special humanitarian concern. Special. Every son of a bitch that walks across that fucking border unlawfully in violation of your law, taking your fucking goddamn property in violation of your law. Oh man, they're fucking got, they got special. They're fucking special people. You're shit. You're nothing. You sure as hell ain't your fucking great, 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 great grandfathers. Cause they fucking wouldn't have took a fucking, they wouldn't have took a goddamn drop in the bucket, drop in the fucking ocean to what you've taken. There would have been fucking bullets flying. There'd have been people fucking dying. Number one, Syrian Kurds, stateless persons who habitually reside in Syria, and other Syrians who partnered with or worked for a direct or directly with the United States government in Syria. That's fucking those ISIS fuckers. That's 10,000 of them. And then I heard them saying 70,000 the other day. 70,000 that have been over there chopping fucking heads off, torturing fucking people. I mean, they've been busted fucking, I mean, I got another article here talking about the fucking, how, I mean, the goddamn torturing going on. Abu Ghraib never fucking stopped. It continued. It continues to today. They're just getting a better fucking hold on the fucking internet so the goddamn truth can't get out. So the only thing you got to do is sit there and watch it. Well, he's going to testify today about a fucking phone call. Like that fucking phone call means anything to any of us. It was made by a fucking unlawful fucking government CEO, I mean a goddamn corporate CEO for a corporation that is a violation of our law. Everybody's wanting, oh, the law, man, goddamn, for so many years it was all the law, remember, all law-abiding citizens. I'm a law-abiding citizen, so I'm going to get me a permission from the government to stick a pistol in my pocket. See, I'm a law-abiding, so I can do that. No, you're infringement, fucking encouraging, fucking ass-lickers is what you are. You don't even know what a fucking man is anymore. But there's a plenty of us out here who do. But we have to fucking do something. We can't just sit and keep watching this shit. We have to tell them fucking no. And they say, fuck you. I said, well, fucking shoot them. When I say no, I mean fucking no. I'm the fucking boss here. It's my fucking country. Under my jurisdiction. You are in violation of the fucking law. You are allowing an invasion to destroy my country and destroy my law. You get a fucking bullet for that. Syrian Kurds, stateless persons who habitually reside in Syria, and others, Syrians who were or are employed by the United States government in Syria. So these are mercenaries you're talking about, right? Because they tell you employed by the United States government. That's mercenaries. That's that ISIS. 70,000 of them. That's what you think. Man, then they'll have a good reason to come and take your for the bigger police state, which these fuckers will be a part of. So you'll get shipped off to some place like Chicago where they, I mean, God damn it, people. They caught them in Chicago with a fucking torture facility, and it's still going on. It just didn't stop. Why? Well, fucking nobody did anything about it. Is this life so fucking wonderful for you? Really? Is existence just to exist? Living just to live? Living in fucking misery? Better to be fucking dead than to live in misery as a slave. I mean, God damn it, that used to be the mantra of this fucking country. And now it's just, well, I don't want to be the first. I don't want to be the second. I don't want to be the 200th. I don't want to be the 1,000th. I don't want to be the 2,000th. I don't want to be the millionth. Fucking cowards. Government in Syria for an abrogate period of at least 1 year, and six citizens or nationals of Syria or Iraq or stateless persons who habitually reside in Syria or Iraq who provided service to the United States counter-ISIS. I mean, counter-ISIS. There was no fucking counter-ISIS. I mean, you're fucking arming them and calling them your enemy. We're over there fighting ISIS. That's why we're over there giving them tanks and fucking sarin gas. We're giving them fucking goddamn rockets and fucking all this shit to fucking kill the fucking Syrian people. But because they're the enemy and they're ISIS and we're fighting them, this is so... I mean, you have to be a goddamn... I mean, this wouldn't make sense to a retard. What they're doing in plain fucking sight. They are not telling you. I mean, we're going to bring 70,000 fucking ISIS, those guys that over there that weren't allowed to fucking just pass on through and sneak them in the back door anyway. They got them held over there. But we're going to bring them here because they are our fucking allies because we read the fucking articles. They admitted it. They changed the fucking law so the United States Corporation couldn't be held to the same standard as a fucking Muslim in this country who sent money over to support fucking the fucking Assad or any of the other Muslim fucking groups. All the people sitting in fucking prisons right now. They exempted themselves from the law. Why? Because the people found out that you've been arming them. You've been giving them the fucking arms and ammunition. Look in fucking Iraq. They built the fucking ISIS army in Iraq. And then fucking Obama, that backstreet fucking two-bit fucking pimp, he pulled American forces out. And then he went in and they fucking changed their clothes. And they were already trained by the fucking CIA and the fucking military, the NATO military, the international fucking military that has nothing to do with our country, that we pay for. They were trained by them. They trained them how to kill our people. How to kill Syrians. How to kill Yemenis. Everywhere there's a pool of fucking oil. They trained them. And as soon as the big pullout happened, because we're bringing our boys home, well, you should have brought the fucking tanks. And they equipped a whole fucking army. You seen when they first started talking ISIS and they're riding in, they got a goddamn big truck with a big missile on the back of it. Where'd they get that? Oh, they took it from the people we trained. You see, horse shit. They went in and changed their fucking clothes. That's all they did. And this is fucking these kike son of a bitches that are behind it, that have planned it and seen it executed. And it is the fucking cocksucking traitors. They're not even traitors because they aren't us. They're internationalists. They're world citizens. They think they're going to shove this down our throat. But to do so, they have to remove our law. The law that protects us. If we got the fucking balls to enforce it, we got the people. We got the biggest fucking army on the fucking planet. But if it just sits there on its ass, I mean, lets the guns rust, fuck, you're done. You better think about it, and you better think about what you're going to fucking do to try and stop this shit. When you see it come to your community, are you going to wait? Well, I guess that's what you're going to do, is just wait until it comes to your community like the one we read yesterday. You know, the fucking rape and fucking, you know, just come and, well, yeah, this MS-13 gang member of 10,000 in this country that we know about and are doing nothing about because we brought them here. Well, you're about to have fucking 70,000 more just like them. Get ready for it. And then I'll tell you what, then we're going to find out who's got a fucking spine and who's got fucking balls and who will fucking fight and who will just talk. Anyway, we've reached the top of the hour. We will be back on Monday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of the Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. But man, you look around at the people and you tell them, I'll tell them, I say, you're fucking dog shit. You're a coward. You go along with this fucking shit, you treasonous piece of shit. You're one of them. There's them and there's us. And that is the Word from the Trenches.
Have a good weekend, Henry.
You too, brother. And thanks,
I
man.
I've done all I can do.
Cookies!